Locker room chats continue tonight on KNCA, getting you set for week two of high school football. We're joined now by Horton Charger football coach, that is Derek Richardson, brought to you by Union State Bank. Coach, you go to week two, you get ready for Jefferson County North. We'll talk about them in a moment. But how about week one? Valley Falls, the opponents, it's a grind for sure, a 6-0 final. Dragons are able to get the win. They get a touchdown late in the first half. That was the difference in scoring, but both defenses seem to play well. Just kind of the initial thoughts and takeaways from that first game against Valley Falls.
Yeah, like you said, definitely it was a grind. I think our defense played pretty well. I mean, like you said, we only gave up 6 points. I think we gave up about 60 rush yards and almost that in the one touchdown pass they threw. But I think the defense played pretty well. Offense, we were just struggling to get stuff going. Unfortunately, that's the first time we've ran that offense against 11 defenders because we're unable to do that in practice. So trying to tell the boys of keep their heads high that we'll run this offense some more.
I'm just a little curious, like early on in the season, it depends probably who you have coming back on what side of the ball, but does it feel like the offense this early on in the season, more times than not, would be ahead of schedule, maybe more so in the defense, or is it just based off personnel?
I think some of it's based off personnel, and then with us changing the offense, I mean, with this offense, they're doing a lot more pullings that the guards weren't used to doing last year, different stuff like that. So they're trying to, rather than clogging up the hole, trying to get up and get to a linebacker and stuff like that. But with our defense staying the same as last year, I think that maybe gives it a leg up because a lot of these boys played last year and they kind of remember their responsibilities and how we finished the year last year.
Who were some players in that game against Valley Falls that you liked and maybe didn't expect certain play out of certain players? I mean, who were some players on your team that kind of stood out to you in week one?
Like I said last week, Wyatt Chartier and Lucas Oaks were going to tote the rock a lot for us. And they held their own out there as much as they could, and they both played a pretty good defensive game as well. I think we all kind of had to rally once we lost our starting D lineman and O lineman, Austin Garrison. So we're kind of reeling from there. And to go back to last week where I told you the keys of the game were injuries and turnover battle, well, we lost both of those. So it didn't work in our favor there, but I think the boys who all were out there definitely gave it their all.
We're talking with Horton Charger football coach Derek Richardson. A couple more minutes with him. We'll talk about their week two matchup against Jefferson County North. That's next after a timeout here on KNZA. We got a few more minutes here with Horton Charger football coach Derek Richardson. It's brought to you by Union State Bank. Appreciate all of our sponsors making our locker room chats possible each and every week. Coach, you look to bounce back after the week one loss against Valley Falls. You get a very good team here in week two at home, Jefferson County North. Boy, they had maybe the most impressive win of any team in the Northeast Kansas League in week one. They shut out Morehill Mounts Academy 40-0. I'm sure you've had a chance to dive into that film. What stands out about the Chargers, the JCN Chargers, I should say, heading into this matchup?
Well, you said it. They're a very good team, and Coach Snyder does a really good job of coaching those boys up. I know they returned a lot of experience from last year. I think they only had 3 or 4 seniors last year. So they have a majority coming back. So they definitely picked up where they left off. I know they made it to the playoffs last year. But Coach Snyder, definitely a good coach and has his team rocking and rolling.
What would you like to see from the offense? You mentioned just kind of, you know, coming in late, getting that new offense put in there. So maybe a little bit slow out the jump in week one. What kind of expectations do you have for your team on that side of the ball going into week two?
I just want to find a rhythm. That was something hard. Last week we would string a couple plays together and then we'd have a 5-yard loss, or a penalty or something like that. So where we don't shoot ourselves in the foot, that's what I'd look for on the offense on Friday night.
Finally, Coach, just give us some keys, expectations, and what do you expect out of your team coming up Friday night against JCN?
I expect all of our boys to go out there and give it all they got. There's going to be a lot of guys out there that haven't had varsity experience, but they're going to get some on Friday night. So I think they're up to the challenge.
There it is, Horton Charger football coach. That is Derek Richardson joining us again, brought to you by Union State Bank. Chargers getting Jefferson County North. So you get Charger v. Charger coming up Friday night, week two action, Horton hosting JCN. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. Good luck this Friday. We'll talk to you again next week.
Cool. Thanks, Brandon.